Hey, and welcome to your first lesson. Today we're going to be talking about menstruation, which is also known as your inner winter. And these are days 27 to day 5 in your cycle. Of course, this is assuming that you have a regular cycle. So let's start with a quote. The menstrual cycle is like a fine-tuned symphony, a fascinating interplay of hormones and physiological responses played out in the orchestra of our magnificent body. Mother Nature prepares us for a potential pregnancy every cycle, whether or not you want to actually conceive. Today we're going to take a tour of the normal 28-day cycle, known also as the menstrual cycle. So, menstruation, your bleed, your opportunity to rest, to reset, and stay with yourself. Now, no one exists other than you. Even if you have kids and you're technically still responsible for them, now it is your time to be more with yourself. Menstruation is the deep winter, the midnight hour, or the dark moon of your soul, where all is quiet and still. Now is when your outer lights, meaning your attention to mundane or material life, have been dimmed, and your inner lights are now in full force. These lights are your intuition, the awakening of your feelings, your needs, and the calling of your soul. Finally, it is time to put yourself first and others second. So the natural powers of menstruation are detachment, inner connection, effortless presence, stillness, expansive awareness and altered states of consciousness, restoration, purification, soothing and healing, bliss, acceptance, forgiveness of self and others, receiving love, particularly self-love, intimacy and union, experiencing all of life as sacred, ecstasy and visioning, and inner guidance and instruction. Menstruation is your chance to truly reboot and recharge. And if you do that, you are perfectly set up for success with the seasons that follow. This is really important to remember, especially for busy moms like us. Hiccups along the way are guaranteed, so don't try too hard to make this perfect. This is not about perfection. This is about trusting the wisdom of your body and knowing how to support yourself on the next cycle. As you start living and practicing this day in and day out, you will see that you are waiting for your bleed to allow yourself to reboot and to restart. Now, my love, if this is not true power, then I don't know what is. Now, menstruation is the time to abandon all responsibilities and do nothing. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is impossible. I'm raising young kids. How can I drop everything and do nothing? So here's the thing. You might not be able to lie down flat for 2 days, although that would be ideal, but you can make sure that all meals are made ahead of time. You can arrange your partner, your family members, or a friend to take your kids for a walk for an hour or two, or even if this is not possible, just chill at home without doing anything quote-unquote productive. Just allow yourself to stay in bed, and if kids want to be close to you, allow them into your bed and snuggle away, or just stay home altogether. Get yourself a warm cup of herbal tea and sip on it while kids are playing in the living room beside you. This is not the time to start anything new or go to places if you don't absolutely have to. This is the time to say no to most social engagements. If you can't, then be extra mindful and conscious about your food choices, who you choose to talk to, and how long you stay, right? And we'll get into that in a bit. Menstruation is the great interrupter of our masculine world. It brings a stop to busyness. It comes to reset and reorder our being so we can maintain our vitality and well-being. It is a wonderful pit stop on what otherwise be a dizzying, out of control, 24/7 roller coaster of a life. It is as crucial as sleep for your physical body and equally essential for your mental health and emotional well-being. During this time, your egoic identity that is all about me, this dies. So now that you no longer have her, it is time to practice developing and cultivating a relationship, presence, and deep trust in yourself. As you do this, you learn to meet the great emptiness and are now held in the tender and gracious arms of the great mama. And then gradually you emerge from menstruation with a fresh, more evolved iteration of you to be expressed, to be shaped and tested in the world once again. Your first task is to know when menstruation is roughly due and mark yourself in your calendar as unavailable. Do very, very little. If you have a birthday party to attend with your kids, for example, it is okay to say no to it or to arrange someone else to pick them up and drop them off. This is the time to raise the red flag and call in your allies and get all hands on deck. Remember, you can offer the same practical help to your girlfriends when they menstruate. So this is really a win-win, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later. So say no to the world and say yes to yourself. Nothing is an emergency and no one is dying. So now you can sit in the armchair and stare out the window, lie on the grass and watch the stars, luxuriate in a hot bubble bath, or oil your skin from head to toe with aromatic elixirs and royal concoctions. Do anything that really indulges your senses and pleasures your body. Think about what we do for our kids when they are sick. We cocoon and we caress them. We keep them safe and make sure that they are tucked in and warm. We need to do the same for ourselves as well. This is no one's job but ours. This is how wise women move through the world. This is how we take care of ourselves. This is especially important for busy moms like you and I, who are looking for more sustainability, for more ease and flow in our lives. This is how we have more by actually doing less. Now, I know this concept of rest and do nothing might sound strange and even challenging because our culture doesn't value it. Productivity and busyness is king, and doing little is synonymous with being lazy, weak, and unproductive. But rest is not only essential, but also necessary. All human beings need rest, and menstruation is a natural moment for it. So don't ignore it or numb it down. If you don't rest, you rapidly become unmotivated, exhausted, and possibly ill. Your body's ability to de-stress depends on downtime. And downtime at menstruation is one of the most effective and efficient ways to soothe and repair your nervous system. Time and time again, women tell me that by following the menstrual cycle awareness, also known as the MCA, and pacing themselves through their menstrual cycle, they were able to liberate themselves from chronic stress and other health challenges and made them more effective and productive when it was the right time during ovulation. Are you numbing down menstruation or menstrual pain? Are you using pills? Are you using the Mirena IUD or other hormonal contraceptives to stop menstruation? When you do that, you numb out and disconnect a huge potential power source. But nature, our bodies in this instance, always has the last laugh. Unfortunately, our bodies are not laughing. They're crying out with illness, exhaustion, and dis-ease. When menstruation is ignored, not only do you slowly erode your vitality, you actually lose the ground to your life. It's as if the anchor that roots you into who you are comes adrift. Before you know it, you will find yourself overwhelmed by the demands and imperatives of others. You can lose the connection to what matters to you and may find yourself living out other people's agendas. Many women also complain that for some strange reason they feel restless, distracted, and just empty. So please, for the love of all that is holy, do not stop your menstruation. So let's talk about the five chambers of menstruation. So living in alignment with your feminine current means learning to tap into the energies and how to activate the contrasting energies that are present inside of your body and inside of your higher consciousness each and every month. So your menstrual time, this is the time when your feminine energy is mostly ignited. And then the energy of ovulation, that is masculine energy that is mostly driving you at that time. So now that you know about these two forces that are activated inside each and every one of us throughout each month, it's time to dive even deeper into the holy of holies that is menstruation itself. And we're going to dissect it into something that is called the five chambers of menstruation. So your bleed is a holy moment, which is the peak moment of your initiation process. You go through rapturing, a time of unknowing, a time of remembering, and then recovering and revelation of who you truly are. So remember, we spoke about the fact that the menstruation, you know, the fact that you actually are bleeding, it's almost like a death and a rebirth. And that death and rebirth is the death of the old you with your old limiting beliefs and the past or whatever that is. And then the new you that is born, that new iteration of you, is emerging after each bleed, okay? And then finally, you're reconstituted into a more integrated and embodied expression of yourself. So now I want to get a little bit deeper into each chamber. And the first one we are going to be talking about is separation. And please feel free to follow along the accompanying worksheet. So the first chamber, the chamber of separation, usually happens around day 27 to day 28. That's also the time when you will see spotting, okay? That is the death of your ego. This is the most spiritually powerful place in the whole cycle. Sometimes separation or detachment can feel like hell, you know, eliciting feelings of abandonment, despair, even terror. For others, it can elicit feelings of bliss, love, and union. Remember, we spoke about this. Every one of us has a different experience. So don't judge yourself. This is what it is, okay? Separation has a dark side, which explains why so many women suffer during menstruation, why there is so much physical pain or just also emotional and mental pain that is ignited during this time. This chamber can be hard for those women who are coping with and recovering from things like childhood abuse, neglect, or early life trauma. Some experience extreme despair or even suicidal thoughts at this point. And it is important to remember, though, that the cycle doesn't create depression or suicidal feelings. Instead, it exposes the wounding. Okay? The remedy is tender, professional support combined with MCA, menstrual cycle awareness, to release and heal from the trauma. Okay? If you suffer from any kind of addiction, to things like food, alcohol, drugs, etc. At separation, you could potentially fall off the wagon, especially if you're also dealing with emotional trauma, right? We've all done this before. We've all tried to cope with the situation by numbing out our feelings, right? The pain could be so great that the addiction may feel like a coping mechanism. So please don't blame yourself. But take care of yourself by surrounding yourself with loving people, with wise coaches and healers who can help you get through this with compassion and kindness, which I think you're already doing if you're listening to this lesson, okay? Now, let's talk about the second chamber, the chamber of surrender. Usually occurs during first to second days of menstruation. This is the arrival, the official arrival of the bleed. Now, the power of this chamber is letting go of control, being in the unknown and doing nothing. This is where you rest and release a lot of the accumulated tension you've acquired this month. It's as though you are being unplugged from source energy just for a short period of time to help you reset and reboot, much like a computer. The emptying out and the release leads you right into the third chamber, which is the chamber of renewal. So here you're plugged back into the source, and you can experience a womb-like state in which you feel washed by the forces of love. Many women tell me that, you know, those of us who don't struggle with chronic pain during menstruation, we really enjoy that feeling of, you know, it's like I said, it's like we feel washed by the forces of love. This is where your new cycle actually begins, at the sign of new life, your new life. And then the fifth chamber, the chamber of visioning. Many women get the power of a visionary during this time. You become almost like an oracle, visioning both for yourself and your community. So if you're into tarot cards or the cosmos and astrology, this is a great time to tap more into your natural powers and see what happens for you, what comes up for you in terms of your future. Chamber number five is about clarity and direction. If you've been following and allowing your body to do what it was designed to do, this is where you get the downloads from the source and the directions, how to continue, where to go, what to keep doing, and where to pivot. Now, an important note about the five chambers of menstruation. As you notice, I've indicated the days that they occur for chambers 1, 2, and 3, but none for the rest of the process because of an important reason. The sense of the five chambers is unique to you, your own nature, and your needs as a human being and a woman. Remember that big red rule? This is not about charting or locating these on a calendar. It is a much deeper process than that. This is about practicing attunement, intuition, and radical self-care. This is your opportunity to befriend yourself, to really be with yourself, as uncomfortable as it may feel. But I promise it will be okay and you will survive this. Your feminine current is your most sacred form of spiritual practice. And unlike structured religions, your body governs and leads the way. So now I know some women asked me about, you know, all of this is beautiful and, you know, the theory is always great. How am I actually going to make this practical? So now I want to talk a little bit about your ability to read or feel that inner clock that depends on your ability to recognize the following signals that are sent by your body. So you might suddenly feel empty, lost, dislodged, distracted, disconnected, distant from others, ungrounded, anxious, panicky, and bored. Or you may just want to abandon everything and you don't care what happens. So sometimes it happens for me with my kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, can I just be left alone and just go somewhere? You may also feel extremely tired and a strong need to cry or scream. So here's where emotional mastery is really important, right? It's not about letting out all, you know, whatever is instinctually happening. It's about learning, first of all, to understand what's going on hormonally, but also then supporting yourself and doing what you need and asking for what you need. You also may feel needy and want comfort or just to be held. Or the opposite, you may now want to be, you may now not want to be touched or even looked at. Other things are, you may also feel very dreamy, overexposed, and very self-conscious. So for me, for example, this is when I noticed that I'm, you know, that my belly is bigger, my arms are bigger, I'm heavier, I feel actually heavier during this time. So all of these are feelings and embodied signals that are actually signifying, they're signals that your body is in transition, okay? Hormonally, you are going through change. Also, some women tell me that they feel super horny, right? And a lot of them would say, I just want to feel like redemption at any cost. And, you know, if that's you, then you know what I mean. The more pressured and rushed you are in your life, the more disturbance you will feel during menstruation. So pay attention. This is a great way for you to actually do your due diligence. It is super important to educate your partners about this, as it will help you to create space for rest and full recovery. Many women would suddenly feel like they just have to get out and remove themselves from a family situation, like I mentioned. Right? You should be able to say something like, honey, please take over, I'm out of here. And he should know that it's coming and support you in that. Because when he does, he actually gets more of you later, right? So this is in service of both of you. Teach your husband to ask you something like, honey, you don't look like yourself. What do you need? Where are you in your menstrual cycle right now? How can I support you? I often just tell my husband that I feel the need to separate and I just need to be alone in my room. And now, after many, many months, he totally gets it and takes over when needed. Of course, it's not always perfect, but it feels so good to me to know that he's totally enrolled into my self-care mission that eventually serves all of us, like I said. And this is at the core of living a sustainable family life, right? Okay, great. So now that you know all of this amazing stuff, I wanted to talk to you about some best practices during a menstrual cycle. So the first thing that I recommend you to do is to abstain from anything cold during your menstruation. According to TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, blockage or absence of flow is the natural nature of all disease and pain. So abstain from using tampons as they obstruct flow, and you want to open flow both energetically and physically to allow the life force, also known as chi flow, to be free. So what are some signs, physical manifestations of stagnation, meaning the blood is not flowing freely? Things like menstrual pain, heavy bleeding, clots, endometriosis, fibroids, cysts, irregular periods, headaches, and even PMS. So in order to avoid them, see if you can not use tampons and instead just use some pads. Avoid cold foods, cold water, and anything that is not warmed up while menstruating, because cold food and cold water will require more of your body to heat And this is something you really, really don't have while menstruating. This is the time in terms of your body heat, it's at its lowest. So for example, pay attention during this time, you will feel colder in relation to other days, right? Comparing to other days. So maybe wearing some extra socks, not walking barefoot, not walking around, not sitting or lying in cold places. Avoid swimming because water is usually cooler than body's temperature, right? Do not walk around with your hair wet during this particular time. Because again, this cools the body and it will cause stagnation of blood flow and energy. This time of the month is considered to be yin as opposed to yang. And therefore, you should practice more kindness, gentleness, and nurturing towards yourself while menstruating, right? Let's talk about some things that you can wear during this time to help you to preserve some energy. So avoid wearing tank tops. Instead, wear something that covers your shoulders. Avoid low-cut jeans that leave the belly exposed, even if it's under a top that is not tied to the body. Again, you don't want to leave anything too open. Avoid exposing your legs. Instead, wear a business attire or a long skirt with leggings under, of course, depending on weather. If it's not cold outside, be sure to wear a hat to cover your head and a scarf to cover your throat. This has been huge, huge for me. I have noticed, and again, you know, it took some time for me, but I've noticed every time I was in my menstruating time, whenever I would talk to people, naturally, intuitively, my hand would go to my chest and almost like covering my throat. And as I started learning more about energies and the stagnation and how to activate the chi, I realized that it's because this area of my body really feels like a lot of heat is being kind of like I'm using a lot of the energy in that area. And so what I need to do is to keep myself warm. So now the moment I enter menstruation, immediately a scarf goes on my neck and on my shoulders. And I actually, you'll be surprised, I actually do this during summer as well. So, you know, depending on where you live and the weather and how you feel as well, right? It's not about doing things like I do. It's just really about tuning to your body. And also, I cannot walk around in my house barefoot or even with socks. During menstruation, naturally, intuitively, I feel like I need to cover my feet. And so I would just wear some really warm slippers, or I would just keep my legs not on the ground. I will actually raise them a little bit. Okay. Another thing I've heard people do is wear red colors. So this will help you connect more to the root chakra and embody even more the energy of this time. Again, optional, but try, see if it changes anything for you. In terms of food, please, please don't eat ice cream, frozen smoothies, ice water, and even raw foods. Instead, stick to some hot water or even soothing herbal teas. Eat warm foods such as stews, soups, meat broths. There are tons and tons of recipes inside of the recipe section. So if you need some ideas, feel free to click on the recipe section and just go right to the Fertile Void and enjoy some of the recipes. The idea here is also to feed your body foods and ingredients that it requires so that it can help you to preserve energy and then sustain you during the rest of the month. Include warming spices like cinnamon, black pepper, cardamom, cayenne, garlic, and ginger. And please, please abstain from dairy during this time. The reason for dairy is because think energetically what milk is. It represents the food that a mother mammal feeds her baby. And while menstruating, you are grieving the potential of a life, right? So energetically, this causes a lot of problems. So if you can, again, it starts with awareness, and then from there, it's practice, right? It's not about perfection, it's about practice. Just try to eliminate consciously dairy from your diet while you're menstruating and see how it changes things for you, especially if you're experiencing a lot of menstrual pain and just a lot of discomfort. See if that makes any difference. Also, try to abstain from red meat and eggs. These foods can increase cellular inflammation and uterine cramps in some people. So if you are experiencing pain, menstrual pain, try to see if you remove red meat and eggs and there are any changes. Stick to low-fat cuts of meat as well as bones. Bone broths during this time of the month are wonderful. They're so nourishing and very, very, very soothing. And inside of the mastery, inside of the members area, there are loads of recipes. Eliminate partially hydrogenated fats like margarine, vegetable shortening, packaged snacks, baked goods, especially pre-made versions. Things like ready-to-use dough, fried foods, coffee creamers, both dairy and non-dairy. Again, this is it's a huge problem energetically because your body that is, you know, it's lower in energy, it's lower in this digestive fire. And in order for the body to digest something like that, you will require more energy. And so if you want to live a sustainable life, this is something that needs to be eliminated. Avoid coffee and caffeine in general. So no Coke or Pepsi or other soda drinks. Avoid alcohol because this stimulates the production of estrogen and testosterone, which you do not need at this time. And this also makes you more jittery and irritable, which interferes with the energy of discharge, which is what happens during menstruation. In general, just eat lightly. Do not overeat during menstruation, as this might cause cramping and inconvenience. And you know, most of the time you are just going to rest and keep it low gear and take it easy. So avoid any foods that require a lot of energy to digest. Okay. Also, no junk foods during this time, which is high in unhealthy fats, and also no fried foods. All right. In terms of exercise, avoid anything that is hardcore, very hard to do, requires a lot of your energy. Instead, stick to walking in nature, or if you can't walk in nature, but you feel like you want to move your body, just stick to walking on the treadmill. Also, Rachel's videos from the bonuses section is great. You know, I've done some of them during my menstruation, and because I love them because they're short, so you can definitely do that if you feel the need to move. In terms of your energy, since your body is working hard to expel blood out of the body to renew and replenish you and prep you for a new cycle, keep in mind that you will feel more tired and more fatigued than usual. And this is normal. Many women feel ashamed or guilty that they can't be productive during this time. However, this is your body's way of slowing you down and helping you to be more in alignment with your natural flow and cyclicality. Now, since your energy is minimal, value it and understand that it is sacred, and it is also scarce during menstruation. So avoid mundane activities that waste a lot of your precious energy. Instead, plan way ahead and prepare for this day. Okay? In terms of mindset, according to traditional Chinese medicine, women view menstruating as a sacred thing as opposed to seeing it as a curse, right? There is so much power in this. We just don't fully understand it and we don't fully own it, which is why hopefully by you getting educated about this, it will help clear some of that. Bleeding doesn't mean that you are dirty or filthy in any way. The contrary is true. You are renewing, you are rejuvenating, and you are cleansing. In terms of socializing, you can definitely expect to be more fatigued, more irritable, more unease, or wanting to be alone, to sleep more, etc. Therefore, I advise you to abstain from too much socializing, too much networking, if that's even possible, depending on or on what you do for work. If that is not realistic, then at the very least, don't feel bad about yourself for feeling negative or like you don't like certain people. This is happening because during this time of the month, you are more wired for downtime and not socializing. Again, no point in feeling guilty or blaming yourself. Just observe how you feel and the thought patterns and then let it go. Okay? For the first 3 days of menstrual flow, avoid all exchange of bodily fluids. So this includes no kissing, no exchanging of saliva or sweat, and no sexual intercourse. Exchange of these bodily fluids can be disturbing to your womb energy and pass to others the negativity that you are discharging, right? One major result of that is that it can ruin relationships by causing all sorts of emotional ups and downs and conflicts between partners. So this is something interesting to look at. Also, avoid negative and excessive talk. Take time to meditate or sit in nature. Avoid parties and social gatherings. Choose solitary and uplifting tasks for yourself. Listen to beautiful music and with positive lyrics or themes. Remember to stop rushing, breathe deeply, and laugh, practicing staying calm and happy. Charge your womb with divine power. Do this with meditation, silence, prayers, chants, go into nature, fill your senses with beauty in all of its forms, music, art, food, smells, nature, whatever it is. And then the next thing you can do is reciting some mantras and affirmations. So here are some examples, and I have them in the accompanying worksheet. So you can download that and follow along. So the first one is, I accept that this is a productive time, even though nothing can be seen yet. I accept that this is a productive time, even though nothing can be seen yet. And then the second one is, I am an embodiment of my wild, sacred self. I willingly let go to all that I'm holding on to allow my full radiance to shine forth now. I lovingly embrace the flow of life and all its beautiful blessings. I am whole. I am loved. I am a vibrant goddess. I am fully connected with my purpose and creativity as I follow clear messages and intuition. And my blood, as a humble offering, affirms this as true. I give thanks for, and then say what that is, and for all that I am and all that I have. And there you have it. Menstruation is the time that there's a lot happening, even though it doesn't feel like. And also, this is going to be the longest lesson. The other ones are not going to be as long. So hopefully this has been helpful. Let me know on our coaching calls if you have any questions, and I'll see you on the next lesson.